Good morning. It's coming up on 17 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning, a couple of guests to talk about Native American Heritage Month. Kathy Hope Erickson is chair of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Antonia Pulatau Lang is with Sitka Tribal Enterprises. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tanya, let's start with you. I wanted to just let people know about the Regalia Showcase, and the cultural fashion show has been postponed, right?
Correct. Okay. We are going to go ahead and postpone that event. Schedules being what they are, we need to postpone it to ensure that we have the number of participants that we really wanted for the event. And so that will be postponed to the last week of the month, and we'll be changing our PSAs and modifying the announcements early this week so that we can get the message out to everyone.
I think it's kind of cool that the Cultural Fashion Showcase is coming to Sitka. I know last year at Celebration they had a big fashion show mm-hmm. that was just kind of mind-blowing.
Really. Yeah, and we would really love to have representation from Native groups from throughout the state, and it's not just limited to the state. And so we used to have this event years ago, and it was an annual event during Native American Heritage Month, and we'd really like to bring that back as an annual showcase. But if there are other people who want to share even their cultural fashions, I know, like I said, years ago when we had the showcase, there were even exchange students that came and showed their cultural fashions from other countries.
Wow.
And so this is really an all-inclusive event, and we encourage people who would like to show their family's regalia or even to show culturally inspired fashions. So if you have wearable arts that you've showcased before that are, you know, related to Indigenous culture, then we would love to have you participate.
Okay, so this is coming up. Not this Saturday, but at a date to be announced.
Correct.
In
the final
future,
week, yeah, of this month.
Of Native American Heritage Month. Kathy Hope Erickson, there are also some other things. We got this large calendar that's packed with stuff, and there's even a few things that aren't on it that we should talk about.
And that's just for one week.
Yeah.
If I brought the whole month, we might not have been able to lift it. So this is just this week, but I did want to put in a little promotion for something that's going to be happening not this week, but next Monday evening. There's going to be a movie screening of 100 Years, One Woman's Fight for Justice, and the notes say it's a compelling documentary on Eloise Cobell, who successfully argued a 14-year court case for more than 500,000 Native Americans over the government's mismanagement of Indian trust funds. And that's going to be next Monday. And we have yet to establish the time and location for that. But it'll be in the evening, and we'll also get the promotion out for that sometime today, I think.
Okay. It sounds very interesting. There was also something tonight with the school board at A&B Hall that's not on the calendar as well.
Yeah. You've been promoting that event, and it's a community conversation on, the Alaska Association of School Boards and the school district have joined with us, Sitka Tribe of Alaska, to continue the conversation on how to improve educational outcomes for our students. And this is guided by traditional values and built through community support. And you've been promoting that activity. And
yeah,
maybe you can remind me how you've been.
On our calendar, it's called the Co-Creating Culturally Responsive Schools meeting. Co-creating culturally responsive schools, and it's
okay.
Scheduled for 5 p.m. this evening at A&B Founders Hall.
Okay, and the notice I got from Nancy Douglas, she's the cultural programming director for Sitka School District, says that we recognize that the classroom is only part of a child's education. Learning about local culture and history is just as vital, if not more so, than classroom instruction in determining student success. We invite parents, families, community members, educators, school board members, and all interested to this community conversation to inform how we work together to co-create and advance a local education model that brings together the strengths from both Native and Western education ideologies to benefit Sitka's children.
Nice. If you're going to go to any meeting involving the school board, the school board does lots of exciting stuff, but there's lots of stuff that's pretty routine. This is not routine. It sounds like it's a kind of a engaging subject.
It's a continuation. When I was language and education director in 2016, we had the first of this series, and it's really enlightening and eye-opening. I think it that people would really, really benefit from learning about our ways of knowledge. And it's not just a Tlingit. We have other educators coming in and taking part in this, and they're sharing their knowledge, but they're also learning from us at the same time.
Great. Tanya, tomorrow's election day.
It is.
For the Sitka Tribal Council.
That is correct. It's election day at the Sheetcaquan Nakahiti, so the polls will be open there from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So all day long, tribal citizens can come and vote for the people they would like to see sitting on tribal council. And then also the ride is offering free rides all day tomorrow, and that is to help get people to the polls who want to vote in the tribal election.
The ride does that for national and state and local election days too. But so jump on in the bus and come and vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so four council seats up for election tomorrow out of a council that's how large?
Well, there are eight tribal council members and a chair, so we've got a nine-person body. That's pretty big
okay.
for a government, I think. But that just means we have a lot of representation.
Okay. This calendar that we're looking at, is it available? Where can people pick up a copy of this? Is it going to be in the paper or...
It was
online?
Printed in the paper at the beginning of the month. I'm not sure if there's ongoing, but I know that anyone could swing by the Sitka Tribe of Alaska offices and grab a copy. I'm unsure if it is available online. I'll check really quick. I'll cheat and get on my phone.
Okay,
and
I think a lot of these things are also online at kcaw.org, our community calendar.
Yes, they have, to my knowledge, they've all been rolled in. I've kind of been double-checking okay. here and there, and it seems like these have all been rolled into the community calendar, which we all know is one of the best places to go and look to see what is happening locally in Sitka. I love that calendar.
Yeah, so we don't do quite as much double planning.
Okay.
Everybody in Sitka.
We've just about used our time up, but Tanya, before we go, I wonder, this calendar goes through Saturday, but there's also something happening on the 19th, a family swim, and then the Wild Language Festival?
There is. On the 19th... is the Strengthening Families Through Healthy Activities. I'm sorry, I misspoke. It's actually Open Gym.
Oh, okay.
So Open Gym from Blatchley Middle School, or at Blatchley Middle School from 1 to 3. So that event's for tribal citizens, their families, and STA staff members. And then also the Wild Language Festival is happening this week. And there are two workshops on Sunday. There is the Ernestine... Ernestine Hayes writing workshop at the Island Institute from noon to 3 p.m. And then there is also a event called Sitka Tells Tales. So the subtitle is Wild Language, Stories of Miscommunication, Seeing Things in a New Light, and Finding the Right Words. And that's featuring Nancy Douglas, Rebecca Himshute, and Tina Bachmeyer. And that's at the Mean Queen.
You know, there's got to be about, there's got to be like 15 things happening just this week
yes.
for Native American Heritage Month. And I wonder, you know, last month was Alaska Day. Native American Heritage Month is kind of becoming a festival in its own right. It seems to be getting a little bit bigger every year.
Absolutely. More, and it's amazing. I think yeah. it's amazing, too, the number of partners. We had a planning meeting for Native American Heritage Month at the end of last month, and we couldn't even all fit in the conference room. We were overflowing to chairs outside, and that's because there have been so many organizations outside of the tribe that have been participating and co-hosting events, and I just think it's really wonderful.
Absolutely. The parade was co-sponsored by the Veterans Association of Sitka, too. We had a marvelous program afterwards, and they fed us well. So
yeah.
we're always appreciative of that.
yeah. yeah, and even the parade has gotten bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was a marvelous parade. It was. I loved that the people who were giving out the candy were going up to the individuals and handing them their candy. Mm-hmm. And we had our soft opening for our flag, and we'll have a grander opening at our annual meeting. Here in the at the beginning of the year.
Okay. Well, we're out. That'll have to be another interview.
Absolutely.
Kathy Hope. Kathy Hope Erickson is the chair of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska Council. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Kathy, Tanya Politow Lang is with Sitka Tribal Enterprises. We have just barely scratched the surface mm-hmm. of the Native American Heritage Month events. You can get the calendar at the tribal offices. We'll have one here at Raven Radio. Most of these things are online at kcaw.org. So check it out. There's no excuse to be bored in November mm-hmm. during Native American Heritage Month. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.